Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 26th, One Take Wednesday. Before we get into the scriptures for today, I want us to read our Bible passage that we're memorizing. It has to do with water and that connects with our Old Testament passage in Jeremiah today as well. Do you remember the passage? John 4:14 starts with the word but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Our Old Testament passage today is Jeremiah 2, verses 12 through 15. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is Israel a servant? A slave by birth? Why then has he become plunder? Lions have roared. They have growled at him. They have laid waste his land. His towns are burned and deserted. Excuse me. This passage reminds us that Israel has abandoned the Lord, and Jeremiah uses this metaphor of the fact that God is a spring of living water. He's just springing out of the ground, and yet the people have gone and they've dug these holes trying to have their own water, and they're broken cisterns. They have holes all in them and they can't hold water, but they don't need those broken cisterns if they would go to the well that never runs dry. And that's our connect with our memory verse today. We need to drink the water of Jesus. We need to be in the presence of God and believe that that which God has for us is best. Let's move over to the gospel reading. We are continuing our way towards the cross. Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 16. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priest and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they schemed to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or there may be a riot among the people. While Jesus was in Bethany in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. Why this waste? They asked. This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and asked, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you? So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. I love this passage, not because of Judas, that makes me feel so terrible, but because of the woman with the alabaster jar. Her act of devotion is just so wonderful. She sees the grand worth of our Savior, and she wants to give the most extravagant gift, herself, to Him. Notice how the disciples reacted, though. They were not happy. They wanted that money to be used in other ways. But Jesus knew He was about to go to the cross, and this was going to prepare Him for His burial. Our proverb today comes from Proverbs 26 and is verse 21. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Oh goodness, I want to see other people in that verse. I want to see contentious people there. But the Lord has revealed to me recently that I can be hypercritical. And so forgive me, Father, and help me to be a person who doesn't come to stoke a fire with quarrelsome words. Rather, Lord, give us all the fruit of Your Spirit, peace. Thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You for my brothers and sisters. Help us to be a people who, like Jeremiah, are devoted to You, the well of water, the spring of living water. Help us not to spend our lives on broken cisterns. Thank You for the gospel message today and for the story about the woman that we tell in memory of her because she came to Jesus knowing His great, what a great gift He was. And then, Lord, help us to be a people who pursue peace in our daily lives. And now I want to send you out into your day or into your afternoon or maybe to bed with this blessing from Dr. Hull. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.